says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out, and you can't make us run. Those women, old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
All right.
Good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly.
Welcome to the show, folks. Here we are, starting out February 1st, 2017. You are listening to the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. This show is live. Privileged to have as co-hosts Paul Fromm and George in Maryland. Let's see who all is here tonight. George, I know you're here. Is Paul here? No, Paul. Okay. Paul's on the road, so sometimes he is able to call in from being on the road. The most traveled man in the Patriot cause, I would call Paul Fromm. Gives more speeches than anybody. Unlimited dedication. From his base there in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada, and George here with us in Maryland. And you at home. Please call in this call-in show, 800-313-9443. And especially if you've never called in, if you haven't contemplated calling in, 800-313-9443. Well, George, another extraordinary great day in the life of the Trump phenomenon. We're still celebrating from yesterday's appointment of Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court.
And that's Rex Tillerson. Bring it on.
Yes, and Rex Tillerson. This should the Gorsuch nomination, of course, should sail right through. The Republicans have among their tools what's called the nuclear option, which oddly enough was enacted by a Democrat-controlled Congress in 2013 in order to ram through their nominations. They created something called the nuclear option, and now they're ruing having created it because it's now available to the Republicans. It means that with a simple majority vote in the House, they can, and in the Senate, they can prevent the filibuster technique of stopping a Supreme Court nomination.
How ironic that they get to drink their own poison.
Yeah, and they know there's nothing they can do about it. To upend that rule, the nuclear option, the Senate and the House would have to vote it down. Of course, and the Republicans control both chambers, so they will not be doing that. And they can't complain about it because it's their law that they created. There were some, great headlines here, some great conversations between Donald Trump and world leaders. And these are featured on Matt Drudge today. Matt Drudge just keeps getting better and better. Here are some of the headlines. Trump calls to world leaders leak. And the top intrigue, who is leaking the transcripts? That's an interesting question. Looking at a picture of Donald Trump seated at John Kennedy's desk with a portrait of Andrew Jackson behind him. And he pulled that collection, that painting, out of the White House collection and put it up on the wall right behind himself. Oh, I also see there's a sculpture there by Frederick Remington on his desk as well. But he's sending a message with that portrait of Andrew Jackson, who is known as the People's President and who definitely fought the elite even in his own time as president from 1829 to 1837. And was very much a tough guy who didn't brook any nonsense. And the here's also a headline, Tough Talk with Oz. This is a story, Donald Trump, we haven't talked about Australia on this show much at all. We should, because it's such an important nation in our world, in the European world. And he had a tough-talking conversation with the Prime Minister of Australia, Malcolm Turnbull. Australia's Prime Minister on Wednesday would not say how many refugees from Pacific Island camps would be resettled in the United States after President Donald Trump's administration said extreme vetting would be used to check their cases. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said that Trump had agreed during a weekend telephone conversation to keep an Obama administration promise to resettle an undisclosed number of mostly Muslim refugees. Australia has refused to accept them and instead pays for them to be housed on the impoverished nations of Nauru and Papua New Guinea.
Sounds a good deal to me.
Yeah, now it's going to get good, folks, when we hear what Donald Trump had to say to Malcolm Turnbull. He read the Riot Act to Malcolm Turnbull, and he said this agreement by Obama was the worst. He said it was disgusting, and let Malcolm Turnbull know this. Sean Spicer, he said, there will be extreme vetting applied to all of them, Spicer said. Question about Spicer's comments on Wednesday, Turnbull would not say how many refugees the United States could end up accepting. He said, we don't cut corners or compromise on keeping Australians safe, and the U.S. government has exactly the same attitude, Turnbull told reporters. They will do their own extremely rigorous vetting of people that are the subject or potentially the subject of the agreement, he said. More than 1,200 asylum seekers are held on Papua New Guinea and Nauru. Almost 400 who came to Australia for medical treatment, yeah, right, and then refused to return to the islands are also eligible for resettlement to the United States. Many are from the seven Muslim-majority countries from which Trump has suspended immigration for 3 months. The U.S. deal could solve a major political headache for Turnbull's government that is under mounting criticism over the plight of, well, again, here's the media coming in. No, the Turnbull government is under mounting criticism over the plight of desperate asylum seekers. Well, yeah, mounting criticism from the controlled press. They're not under mounting criticism from the people of Australia, who are delighted that their government is finally standing up for them. Some who have been on the islands for more than 3 years. Australia has all but stopped refugee boat arrivals by refusing to allow any to stay. Nice, huh? But Iran won't take back its citizens unless they return voluntarily, and most refugees have refused Australia's offer to resettle permanently in Cambodia or Papua New Guinea. George, Why don't they want to go to Cambodia or Papua New Guinea?
Garden spots, James. I can't wait to go there with you.
The United States. Now, this is reporting, folks. You know, you always have to consider the source with these people. This is the Washington Post that I'm reading. The United States is an attractive option for most asylum seekers who would otherwise prefer to languish in island camps in the hope that Australia will eventually relent and take them in. In other words, these people are willing to wait through entire administrations, wait through elections, hoping that they'll get an Obama-type person at some point, and then they can sneak in. So there's good news there that our president stuck with these, how many are they? Stuck with these 1,200 some mostly Muslim people that the Australians, and we have to give them a salute. Thank you, Australia, for turning them away. So Donald Trump will give his extreme vetting to them. And let's also hope, George, that what will happen here, Donald Trump will be able to do what the Australians are not able to do. Donald Trump will be able to bring the big stick to the conversation. So when he talks to Iran about taking back their nationals, they'll take them back. Australia doesn't wield much of a stick with those people. So there we go. And the here's the another reporting on the this story. This is the Washington Post again. It should have been one of the most congenial calls for the new commander-in-chief, a conversation with the leader of Australia, one of America's staunchest allies, at the end of a triumphant week.
Staunchest allies.
Instead, President Trump blasted Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull over a refugee agreement and boasted, blah, blah, blah. I'll skip some of that. These are cheap shots taken by the Washington Post at Trump. At one point, Trump informed Turnbull that he had spoken with four other world leaders that day, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, and that this call, this was the worst call by far. Now, here's an interesting question here. Somebody has leaked something out of the Oval Office, it appears. We're not sure. So that's an open question. But I like what Trump, according to the, again, you have to consider the source, the Washington Post. They could be straight up lying. That's always a possibility with these people. He was very unhappy with having to take in these 1,250 refugees. But remember, as Sean Spicer has said, they will be subject to extreme vetting. And of course, one of the things going on is that Donald Trump has to deal with the messes left by Obama. And this is one of those. A lot of mess, yeah. And apparently he also had a very tough conversation with Peña Nieto, the president of Mexico, and who canceled his visit to the United States. And I like that. I like the way that Donald Trump is able to talk tough with these guys when that is called for. More headlines from Drudge. Trump puts Tehran on notice after missile test. And so we got more conversation going on with Iran here. In this headline from the Wall Street Journal, the White House sharply condemned a recent Iranian ballistic missile test launch and warned of consequences, including the possibility of new U.S. sanctions in a more confrontational approach to Tehran. So that's a headline today. And an interesting headline about Bill Gates. Bill Gates has actually had some nice things to say about Donald Trump. And in an article in which he is predicted to be by Oxfam, this is an article researched by Oxfam, an organization, they predict that the first trillionaire will be Bill Gates. And then Bill Gates, talking about conversations he has had with Donald Trump, has had some good things to say about Donald Trump.
That's scary stuff.
Well,
I'm happy to hear Bill. I question Mr. Gates' sincerity.
Yes. Here we go. I'll get into the text of this. Already the world's richest man, with a fortune thought to be around $75 billion, Bill Gates' wealth now has a momentum of its own and is set to accumulate even further. Oxfam said Gates' fortune has risen 50% since he stepped down from the head of being the head of Microsoft in 2006 full time. And they said if his fortune continues to grow at that same rate of the last 10 years, he would in 25 years become the world's first trillionaire. And then he has some comments, some positive comments about Donald Trump. The philanthropist has been very open about how he will not gift his kids inheritance money over fears it will distort their lives. He said his three children, Jennifer 20, Rory 17, and Phoebe 14, would not be receiving his 70 billion euros or 70 what was it in dollars fortune.
I wonder if Mr. Gates would accept me as a surrogate son. Give me the billions, I'll take them.
They would not be receiving his fortune. They are not going to be poor off, but they will go out and have their own careers, he said. It's not a favor to kids to have them have huge sums of wealth. It distorts anything they might do, creating their own path. And
sounds pretty good to me, James.
He's only 61. He set up the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with his wife in 2000, and the trust has already given away $28 billion. Oh, my gosh. And their fight, here's his fight. Talk about a hopeless cause. His fight is against global poverty. So can you talk about a moonbeam concept? Bill Gates is going to abolish poverty. He's going to cure poverty. All right.
So is Elvis Presley, so why
not? Now get this. Talk about the moonbeam mentality. The billionaire also offered some sage advice for the world's poorest, telling people that raising chickens is the key to prosperity. In a bizarre blog post. What I'm getting out of this is, folks, it's interesting. He said a few nice things about Donald Trump. He's recommending that after giving away $28 billion, and imagine what he could have done, the good things he could have done with that $28 billion, like maybe making America great again, helping. What he's coming up with in his high IQ mind is raising chickens is the key to prosperity. Recently, the Gates Foundation joined a new $460 million global coalition in a bid to prevent epidemics. And they're just going to pay for a whole bunch of vaccines. We got a little break here. We'll take your calls after this break. 800-313-9443.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprise 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Trump Phenomenon. And another step forward today in the advance of the Trump Phenomenon. Donald Trump swearing in Rex Tillerson today. Let's see if we can listen in on a little bit of that. We're looking at that portrait of Andrew Jackson behind his desk in the Oval Office. We're going to become very familiar with that. And Rex Tillerson, Mike Pence, and Donald Trump, they're in the Oval Office. Let's listen in.
Welcome to the White House. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Thank you very much, Mike. I just returned from an amazing visit with a great, great family at Dover, and it was something very sad, very beautiful. Ryan, a great man. Secretary Tillerson, I first want to congratulate you, Renda, and your entire family on this incredible honor, and it is that, an incredible honor. You bring the unique skills and deep, deep insights, and I've gotten to see it firsthand, into foreign diplomacy. Our nation needs to foster stability and security in a world too often trapped And right now it's trapped in violence and in war. You understand that the job of our diplomats and the mission of the State Department is to serve the interests of the United States of America, to make our nation safer, our country more prosperous, and our people much more secure. In that mission, you also understand the importance of strengthening our alliances and forming new alliances to enhance our strategic interest and the safety of our people. Your whole life has prepared you for this movement, and you really have had a tremendous life heading up one of the great companies of the world and doing it magnificently, absolutely magnificently. And I can say this is a man that's respected all over the world before he even begins. But as Renda said, now he's beginning his big, big and most important journey. This is where you were meant to be, right here today at this crossroads in history. It's time to bring a clear-eyed focus to foreign affairs, to take a fresh look at the world around us, and to seek new solutions grounded in very ancient truths. These truths include the fact that nations have a right to protect their interests, that all people have a right to freely pursue their own destiny, and that all of us are better off when we act in concert and not in conflict. And there's rarely been conflict like we have in the world today. Very sad. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for your family. And perhaps most importantly, I am excited for our great country. Though you inherit enormous challenges in the Middle East and around the world, I do believe we can achieve peace and stability in these very, very troubled times. May God bless you in this journey, and may God bless our very, very special and great country. Thank you very much. Mike, you can do the honors. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
There's Rex Tillerson and his wife being sworn in.
United States of America. Please place your left hand on the Bible. Place your right hand and repeat after me. I, Rex Wayne Tillerson, do solemnly swear.
I, Rex Wayne Tillerson, do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
We'll come right back.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back, folks. Thanks for tuning into the Trump phenomenon. I got two audio clips I want to play for you before we go to our callers. We got Tom in Florida, Tony in Chicago, Mitzi in Florida, and we'll get to you shortly. I want to play just two great things that have happened. Rex Tillerson, our new Secretary of State, replacing Hillary Clinton. quite a change there. Let's listen. You can hear Rex Tillerson's voice here. Get a little bit of measure of the man in hearing him in the Oval Office thanking the president for nominating him. He is our Secretary of State. Let's go to that, just a very brief time with him, and then we'll go to Donald Trump talking about Neil Gorsuch and getting him confirmed. Here is Rex Tillerson. That's the next voice you'll hear in the Oval Office.
Well, first, I want to express my profound thanks to President Trump for giving me this extraordinary opportunity to serve my country. I also want to thank Vice President Pence for giving me the honor of swearing me into this office today. I have a few folks in the room that are with me that have helped me over the last month to get to this point of confirmation. They represent a much larger cadre of people who have worked enormously long hours tirelessly, helping me and guiding me through the confirmation process. And to them, I will always be eternally grateful for the sacrifice they've made of their time and effort this past weeks. I've also received over the last month so many messages, letters, phone calls of best wishes, encouragement, prayers from family, friends, and colleagues who know me well. But I've also received an enormous outpouring of wonderful messages from people all over the country whom I do not know, words of encouragement and their prayers. And it's their messages that are going to really stand in steadfast reminder to me as I enter the responsibilities of Secretary of State, that as I serve this president, I serve their interest and will always represent the interest of all of the American people at all times. And again, Mr. President, thank you for this extraordinary opportunity.
And standing beside him there, his lovely wife. And so what a nice addition we have to our country there with Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State. Now, let's listen to Donald Trump also today, talking to another bunch of great patriots that are now in power. Here is Donald Trump meeting with key patriots on what we're going to do to make sure that Neil Gorsuch is confirmed. Here he is, the first person. He's going around the table, and the folks are introducing themselves. The first voice you'll hear will be Wayne LaPierre.
Wayne, I would say they know you. Perhaps they know you better than they know me.
I doubt that. Wayne LaPierre, National Rifle Association.
I'm Penny Nance. I'm the CEO and President of Concerned Women for America.
I'm Charmaine Yost. I'm with American Values, and thank you, Mr. President, for this nomination.
Thank you very much.
I'm Juanita Dugan with the National Independent Business Association, NFIB. Thank you.
Tom Collamore with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Mr. President. Congratulations on fantastic nomination.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform, and thank you for winning the election.
Thank you. You do a good job.
Leonard Dugan of the Federal Society.
Marjorie Bannon Fells with the Susan B. Anthony List.
Gordon Blackwell, the Leadership Institute.
David Osteen, National Right to Life. Thank you for such a quick, excellent nomination.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
Paula White, Chairman of the Evangelical Advisory Council.
Thank you. Well, thank you for the help during the campaign. So with that, I'll ask you to all hit the road.
Now, I'm going to pause this. One of the innovations that Donald Trump can, George, that he could insist on is that these press people, surely somebody out there makes a camera that doesn't click and clack so loudly that you can't even hear the person who's speaking. Yeah, I mean, come on. These people have, I'm sure I could find on, online, I could find a camera that advertises that it'll take rapid photographs silently. But what you're hearing in the background here, I think it's part of these press people being so full of themselves. I think they like their noise because it makes them look important. You know, we can drown you out with our clicking cameras. We're that important. I'd love to see Donald Trump just pause at one of these events and just say, hey, look, nobody out there can hear. I just had a bunch of people call me and say they can't even hear what I'm saying or what Rex Tillerson is saying. Could I help you with getting some quiet cameras? Anyway.
Every handheld in the world takes a silent photo, but you're right. I'm sure they go out and buy the most expensive and loudest, traditional camera in the world just so they can click and clack.
Yeah, look at me. Look at me. I'm in the White House. I'm the press.
Me so important, just like the second referee in a hockey game.
Okay. Well, let's go to our callers now, and let me just scroll up the list of you. And let's start out with Tom in Florida. You're first in line, Tom. thanks for calling.
Well, good evening, James and George. Nice to hear you guys. Yeah, first off, before I get to this Super Bowl Budweiser commercial that they're going to be coming out in the Super Bowl, I want to talk about Chucky Schmucky's fake tears. And, James, it is mind-blowing to me that Soros, this Schumer, this Bernie Sanders, and all these Dookie Durbins, they're all a bunch of schmucks. They're 2% of the American population yet have all this power, James. It's mind-boggling. And you got Goldfinger Soros, who knows how much money he's giving these schmucks.
Tom, I get your point, okay? But you gotta don't be a Johnny One Note, okay? You make a valid point there, but if you repeat it, you know, like in every single phone call, three or four times, overkill.
Yeah, James, the reason I'm going there because they got a Budweiser commercial showing a German Adolphus Busch coming to the United States as a they're trying to say he's a refugee. He was an immigrant. And they stamp his passport. If you see the commercial, they're going to be showing at the Super Bowl. And let me tell you, James, there's more Germans in this country than there is any other European that ever came to the United States. That's number one. I found that fact out.
Hang on, Tom. The state I'm in, North Dakota, its bloodline is 50% German. And part of that German is me. Donald Trump, he's also part of that German. His father, Fred,
correct.
German.
That is correct.
German, yes.
That's correct. So, James, my point is this. There's a lot of big Germans in this. There's multiple millions of Germans in this country, but there's only very small Zionist population. But they yield all this money and wealth.
Well, okay, but Tom, I your point is very good, okay? But you gotta, you know, this is something in our movement that, you know, we're learning here, how to win, which is Donald Trump has teach how to win. And we've been very successful at losing for 50 years. And I think one of the tactics we've used, Tom, that hasn't been very good in sales is pounding on one point too many times. At a certain, you know, all of us, in, you know, everybody knows in sales, if the salesman repeats the sale, you know, the pitch over and over, it gets weaker and weaker and weaker. And I think we've done that over the decades.
I'm trying to get to the point. If you notice this election, there was more Jewish people did vote for Trump.
Tom, I tell you to, you know, you're making my point, okay? We sound right. Like Johnny One Notes. We sound like Johnny One Notes, and it we got to learn. I'll tell you what, this is a very good opportunity to make this point. Donald Trump has a lot to teach us. He has wildly successful, immensely successful. He's won where we have lost. And so we ought to study what he's done and realize we're studying.
I agree.
You know,
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, if after Donald Trump, Tom, hang on. If after Donald Trump changes everything by winning, if we don't stop to pause and say, gee, could it be that we were doing something wrong? Here's a guy who showed us we could have been winning all along. And this guy did something that we weren't doing. Yeah, so there's an approach here, and if we sound after Trump the way we sounded before Trump, I think we missed it there. We gotta learn from this man's incredible success. What will the American people? What are they? You know, what sales pitch works with our people? Donald Trump found that sales pitch.
Well, James,
and it's completely. In accord with the message that we have been not preaching very well for 50 years. I don't want to be too harsh on our movement, but I mean, in 50 years, we did not elect anybody. We didn't get one measure passed or do one, you know, we don't have much to point to. In the first 2 weeks, Donald Trump will accomplish more than we did in half a century. So,
and I agree, you know, James. I agree.
Time to learn from the master. But go ahead,
yeah, James,
Tom. Let me get to the other callers here. Give me one other point that's truly a different point. Go ahead.
Well, I agree with you. I agree with everything you said, James. But I also got to agree with this. The day that Trump announced for the presidency, when he talked about illegal immigration and immigration, period, that's when I knew he was going to win this election because people are in this country are fed up. Being told what to do, the majority, we got fed up, as you know, and that's why Trump is our president, because you know what, we have to have a timeout. I don't know if it's a moratorium or what. We do need a timeout on immigration, James, and that's why he's going to keep winning. He's going to keep on winning because, fair fact.
Bingo. That's one of the things he did, absolutely. He made that the centerpiece of his campaign. And he you know, what in sales, you try to find out what does the customer want, what does the customer need, and give them that. And what the customer wanted and needed in America, and that's you and me and the rest of, America, patriotic America, we wanted our borders secure. Donald Trump told us he was going to give us that, and that sale worked. Anyway, Tom, thank you very much,
James,
as always.
I'll never get sick of winning. We're going to keep winning with Trump, and I'll keep winning with Donald Trump.
All right, and we'll keep learning too. Tony, in Chicago, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jamie, look, I appreciate and applaud Trump's very minimal executive order on these bogus refugee invaders. Okay, let's face it, it did a lot. I mean, it set these communists off all over the country. They're been going nonstop in Chicago. They're downtown right now, about 350 of them to 400. This is nonstop. But you know, the bottom line, what he did was not a whole lot, but it was anything just sets these people off. I just want to. There's still going to be this week 862 of them of these. They're not refugees. They're bogus refugee invaders. There's still going to be 862 coming in this week. I just want to give you to the point. I'm going to give you an example of what just came in here today in Chicago. The Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society and the Bleeding Hearts from the St. Francis Xavier Parish in Wilmette. They were out at O'Hare Airport. Okay,
I'm sure Lutheran Social Services was there too.
No, they weren't there. It was just the Jews and the Bleeding Heart Catholics. All right, this is what came in: two young ladies from Congo. Okay, and this shows you the scam.
Tony, my
can I
fault
elaborate on this? I just want to.
Yeah, but go ahead and paint with a big brush. There, go ahead.
No, I just want to explain what happened. I mean, you gave that guy a lot of time. I'm going to get to the point here. Okay, they were in Zambia for 18 years. They're in their late 20s. Okay, so they've already been in. How are they refugees? They're in Zambia for 18 years. They came in through Dubai. Why didn't they stay in Dubai? I mean, this whole thing is a fraud. Just listen to me. They don't speak any English. Okay, they're right now. They're getting on Section 8 housing, food stamps. You know the whole story. Okay.
Yes.
This is just an outrage, and this is what this communist scum around the country has been flipping out over. And I'm going to tell you something. I think we need to be calling back our military home, because there is going to be some big problems in this country. And I think we need it, okay? We have a clean house in this country. No, I think it's going to happen. These people are going berserk. You're up in North Dakota, Jamie. You're not watching what's going on in the big cities. You are, to an extent, on the Internet, but you're not here. You're not out there.
Tony, let me shock you. You're going to be shocked to find this out. You think North Dakota is far away, this all-white state that's far away.
No, they're
from
flooding them up there. You're getting flooded, I know.
Tony, it's right in our face, right in our face. And up here, it's Lutheran Social Services is at the forefront of the nastiness. And I like what you said. I like the example you gave there.
They're not refugees.
It's true.
They're not refugees. Yeah, it's just a non-white invasion that they put
a total scam
candy coat over it.
And what the communists and all their buddies and all of our enemies, what they have figured out, you're absolutely right, Tony. You're right on the money. They have figured out this is the way to destroy our world. Is flood it with these absolutely fake refugees from. They don't care where they're from. They don't care what their story is. It doesn't matter at all. They just get these non-European people, flood them by as many millions as you can into the European countries, and destroy the European countries. It's as simple as that. It's absolute, outright warfare.
I love the way you described it, James. Let's put a frame around that. That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
Let me just say one more thing on the vibe around here, because we're done. I'm finished. Okay, look, I'm gonna tell you something. What's going on in these big cities, man? You go out and counter these people, and this whole thing caught me by surprise. I've done a lot of Trump activism around here. I ordered another hat. Anyway, I've done a lot. The bottom line is, the vibe out there is you go against this thing with these people, you're automatically, you're a Nazi, and they will come after you and try to beat the crap out of you and then call the cops and say you call them everything in the world and throw you in jail. Okay, what's going on is really dangerous in this country, okay? And if you're not here looking at it, okay, you just really doesn't hit you in the head. So like I said, I hope he calls the military back in the country because we're going to need it. There's going to be some problems, but I think we need it anyway, so I'll let you go.
Tony, I love everything you said there. You got it, buddy. Thank you.
All right, take it easy.
Thank you. And the yes, folks, and what Donald Trump started the process in these last 2 weeks. It's just a start. We'll talk about that with Mitzi right after this break.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, folks, and we've only got this last segment, so let's rush through. Mitzi in Florida, you're on the air.
Good evening, James. Great show. I just want to tell you, I think Trump is a genius, and I read his book, The Art of the Deal, and every day I'm more excited about what he's doing. But today, Tucker Carlson tonight did a great job interviewing another CEO of one of these refugee resettlement agencies. And she couldn't answer his questions about the negative consequences these refugee settlements have on American communities and how they're settled in poor communities where the community is not equipped to handle it. She wouldn't admit the cost, you know, the schools and hospitals. And he asked her about, you know, MS-13, how they came on the scene because of the refugee invasion. I think Trump's a genius because he is now on mainstream media. People are finding out, like, why this is happening. I don't know if anybody yes. else mentioned this, but there's an ad out on the Internet called, says, Trump slams door on refugees. Help innocent families now. Donate. And it's being sponsored by the International Immigration Rescue Committee. And this CEO was on Fox 2 the other day, and they're located in London, England. I mean, they're international. I mean, yeah. we're not global citizens. This is the United States.
Yeah. Mitzi, what Trump has done...
our destiny, moving these people into our communities.
Right. What Trump has done, he's identified what really bothers Americans right now, and that is the immigration invasion. He hit it right on the head, as Tony did in Chicago there. Tony had it exactly. You've got it exactly. Ann Coulter, I should have gotten to Ann Coulter's column today, folks, which is wonderful. It's exactly on this point, and she makes the point, these are not, she says, these are not refugees. And she makes the kind of points that Tony was making that you're making, Mitzi. And yes, the American people are now, for the first time, they're finding out what sort of horrible things are going on in their town. It's going over all over America. The rats in America, our enemies, are using this immigration invasion to bring us down, to destroy our Western civilization. They're doing it in every white Western country, Australia, Canada, Europe, America, Argentina. This is it. This is the issue, and it is a knockdown, drag out fight, and it's going to be 8 years of this fight, Mitzi.
And I'm thrilled, and I pray for Trump every day, and I thank God every day Hillary did not get elected, because we have some hope now. I'm so grateful, and I'm grateful to this show and to RBN. And I'm even grateful to Fox News and Tucker Carlson for bringing this out on national television about these refugee resettlement agencies. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mitzi. And to close the show, Ann Coulter says, we'll get to it tomorrow night. great column from Ann Coulter. And thank you, everybody, for listening tonight. We'll be with you again tomorrow night.
James, I think we have a rain check for Bill.
Okay, all right.
Bill, yes, call us tomorrow night, mate.
Okay, I apologize for missing Bill. See you all tomorrow night.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.